tenants of over the years complained that landlords are not refunding them rent deposit, a situation that local businessman Ling Zhong seek to recourse in Zimbabwe's courts. Zhong filed a complaint in the High Court in March 2010 demanding a refund of 10,000 deposit paid to Good Living Real Estate owned by Harare businessman Joram Dubiso Okeke. The court ruled in favor of Zhong, prompting Okeke to make an appeal in the Supreme Court, which was dismissed with court on Monday by Judge of Appeal Barrett Patel, who ruled that it is illegal to charge any deposits or other fee which is non-refundable apart from rent itself. Patel said requesting tenants for such payments, including goodwill, is prohibited and criminalized by the law as it violates the provisions of the Commercial Premises Rent Regulations of 1983. Some property owners are cashing in on tenants by charging non-refundable deposits when letting out residential and commercial property in most parts of Zimbabwe, including Chinoy. There have been mixed feelings over Patel's judgment here, with lodgers welcoming it, while landlords indicated that they are bound to lose a lot in terms of full rent payments, property maintenance, and the related issues. A local man, Tendai Kenny, who is renting some residential property in Chinoy, says many people struggle to raise these deposits being demanded by landlords. As a result, Kenny is happy about the Supreme Court ruling.
We are very happy about the decision that was made by the courts that we are no longer required to pay the deposits. From my opinion, I think these landlords were robbing us in such a way, but I'm very happy with the decision that was made.
Ken says landlords are demanding deposits that are equivalent to monthly rentals, which range from $40 to $60 for a single room in high density suburbs. He says landlords in low density suburbs demand rent deposits of up to 2,000 that are in most cases not refunded when someone decides to look for alternative accommodation. But landlord Shadrick Motsi says the court's decision will cause chaos as most lodgers will be thrown out of rented houses for failing to pay rent deposits. Motsi adds that the money his lodgers pay as rent deposits is for damages to the property and the rent arrears most lodgers just leave without notifying the landlord. Motsi prefers to call the rent deposits a security deposit.
The reason why we make people pay or lodgers pay in advance payment or a deposit is simply because whenever they will be leaving the premises, they will not give us enough notice when they will be leaving, and they will leave in some areas on water bills and electricity bills. Now, if we had that cash with us in hand, then we have to use that the amount which will be due, and we have to refund the balance to the owners.
And the social commentator Edmo Mazarure says although the ruling is a positive development for tenants who are being forced to part with a lot of money as non-refundable rent deposits, it is, however, very unfair to landlords. Mazarure says the government should be concerned about the implication of such a judgment.
It might be a positive development to tenants because they are also struggling to make ends meet. But I also think it is very unfair to landlords. Just as what we should understand is that a security deposit is money which is usually requested to pay for damage in property, unpaid rent, and other unpaid debts at the end of the contract. So I think the government should be concerned.
While tenants are celebrating over the ruling, landlords say they will come up with other ways of ensuring that tenants are in a position to pay some kind of security deposit. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atach Goriwa.